You mentioned the sponsor of this segment of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, and you know the way the world's economies are going, it's going to be trillions more over the next year and the next year and the next year and the next year, drastically diluting your buying power and your future standard of living. You got only one choice. You got to protect and preserve your future savings and your standard of living and your retirement and your children's future. And how do you do that with precious metals? You got to buy gold. You got to buy silver. You got to buy coins. And you also got to take a portion of your IRA or 401k and put it into precious metals. Otherwise, you could have a retirement of zero. You're not going to have enough money to live in retirement. This is not an investment. Gold and silver and precious metals are an insurance policy just in case things go bad. If you lose everything else, they're going to skyrocket and you make up for it, right? That's the theory. And it's worked so well for thousands of years. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone, if you're going to take a portion of your IRA or your 401k and put it into a precious metals IRA, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you get to open up a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Call them now, toll-free, 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Speak to Terry. He is the owner of Cornerstone, Terry Sacca, great friend of the show, great guy. Call Terry at 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Tell him you're a fan of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. He will give you the best deal in the world. 888-8-GOLD-NOW, CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. And with that, guess who we've got as our guest? Terry Sacca, chief strategist and founder of Cornerstone Asset Metals. He's a qualified tangible assets expert. And he's a great guy, and he's going to give us some good education and empowerment today. Terry Sacca, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Oh, Wayne, I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Real quick, too, I love your little acronym there, which WAR, Wayne Allyn Root. I just love that. Not just because I'm ex-Army, but I just love it because, in the Army, I got a thing in Hebrew. It says last day warrior. And it's just about those of us that so care about the patriot nature of America. And in the spirit nature of where we're fighting. And I just love that. I just love that you have a great set for where we're going. I mean, WAR is what we're in.
We are in a WAR. And I don't know if you heard what I said at the beginning of this segment, but let's talk about it again. So today, moments ago, Trump and Biden campaigns agreed, or their camps agreed, to two more debates. They moved one up from the 15th to the 22nd, and then another one on the 29th. I figured they'd agree to one more and then move it back a week. Just one more. They agreed to two more. Now, do you think if Biden was up by 14 or 16, as polls are saying, it's over. There's no need to even have any more debates, run out the clock, and yet they agreed to two more. Doesn't that make you realize that Trump's the one in the lead and they're desperate?
Well, yeah, they're desperate because they're hoping Trump will come out aggressive and maybe make a mistake and maybe offend the soccer mom or someone that's not paying attention. But at the end of the day, we should be realizing what the socialism, what the anarchy of the Constitution is when he's talking about taxes and he's talking about, going after everything that he is, that is what is American. So, yeah, they're afraid because they want Trump to make that mistake. They want Trump to overreact, but I think Trump's a lot smarter than that, so I definitely think they're afraid.
All right, let's talk a little bit about gold and silver and public debt and how that plays into it. First of all, let me just ask you, look, we know that any time in history that there's massive public debt, national debt, deficit, that we're spending more than we make, that's good news for gold and silver and precious metals, right?
Oh, it's great news, but it's really bad news for we the people because price of goods and services are going to continue to rise. And who's kidding who? Food, clothing, everything's getting more expensive. But they are going so absolutely parabolic in the multi-trillions. And I don't think we can grasp what a trillion is, but they're going so parabolic in the trillions of printing and bailout globally. It's not just the United States that we are going to see epic prices in gold and silver. It's not too far off in the future, but it's just merely a hedge to protect against the loss of the buying and purchasing power that the paper currency note you're holding has.
And the deal is, if the public debt, the projection is going to increase much higher than even World War II, how do you protect your standard of living if that's the case?
Well, and that's what's fascinating. In World War II, we were downright almost bankrupt. We gave away most of our gold to go and fight the war, and then here we were. And the only way, and if you go back to Gone with the Wind in the movie, when she reaches into her her dress. So she pulls out a handful of gold. She goes, oh, my gosh, here they were rich. The currency goes to zero, and now they're done. And she goes, oh, my gosh, we have a handful of gold. We can do something. Now, granted, she had the little lover Rex to help her, but it was the gold in her hand that gave her the ability to start the new wood business she started. That's a very similar attribute because we have burned out this cycle of our currency note, and we're getting ready to go into a new system soon, my guess 2-3 years, and the only way to protect against that are tangible assets, and the most liquid would be that of gold and silver.
And how does this impact our decision for president? In other words, if Biden wins, how does that affect precious metals and gold and the debt? If Trump wins, how does it affect precious metals and gold and the debt?
Well, it goes two ways, because if Biden wins, you better get into gold and silver because they're going to destroy the economy quicker. What? Because their policies do not benefit we the people. They benefit, you know, global corporates, and they say they'll create jobs, but they'll be government type of facility jobs. Trump, on the other hand, will be creating entrepreneurial opportunities. He'll be creating an explosive economy with all this printed currency, and we will so benefit from that. But in the benefiting of the printing, as Trump goes in with his policies that benefits all of us, we the people, what ends up happening, though, it creates inflation, is why we are benefiting from the economy booming, but at the same time, gold and silver are going to explode. And I couldn't even tell you the numbers where gold and silver are going because you probably wouldn't believe me.
Well, I'd believe you. Let's hear your estimates. I want to hear what Terry Sacca of Cornerstone Asset Metals, where you think gold and silver could possibly be going. Give me kind of a low number. Give me kind of a high number.
I'll give you a low number on gold. If you just put the bull markets together from the last one, you know, in the 70s, 80s, and then now, we're looking at a minimum of 10,000 to 11,000 in gold. Silver will not be surprising to see anywhere between $300 and $500 an ounce. And it has nothing to do with gold and silver. It has everything to do with the fact that the global currencies are going to go through this devaluation, and they're going to try to bring them all into a joint effort to a global system of digital currency. But I won't be surprised to see silver at $300 to $500 an ounce within the next few years because of what they're doing. And it's not me. This is the people in the industry. These are people that are paying attention to what's going on in the finances and the banking system. It has nothing to do with anything more than that. But the best part is we can still have those prices, and all we the people benefit under the Trump administration, because entrepreneurialism would explode at the same time. So it's kind of a dual mandate at that point.
And tell me why this is a great time to invest in precious metals. Is it just related to national debt, or are there other factors too?
Well, it's definitely other factors, but the biggest one is because the timing of it has been so manipulated, and the manipulation is ending, and it gets deeper. We don't have enough time probably to go into it, but the manipulation is so heavy in the gold and silver market. They've actually had RICO charges and other traders in the big banks being prosecuted for manipulating gold and silver prices. They're going after the manipulation, and this is the best time because these prices are so cheap compared to what's coming, because the manipulation is ending because the global pressure to own the physical is so unbelievable. They're actually probably going to have a run on the system for gold and silver. And unfortunately, that'll make a problem for the supply chain. But if anything, that puts it, those who do it now, they will benefit from that.
Have you seen what I've seen? I mean, there's rallies all over America, and they're all for Trump. Biden had a rally today in Arizona. Nobody showed up. Biden's wife tried to put together some sort of a car parade in Vegas, and I heard there were less than 10 cars. Wayne Root, the guy you're talking to, me, put together a Trump car parade last Wednesday, and over 1,000 cars and about 4,000 people showed up. And all over America, it's the same thing, whether it's a boat parade, whether it's a walking parade, whether it's a car parade. Thousands come out for Trump in little cities, and nobody comes out for Biden. And then my buddies who are in RVs driving around the country, you know, some of my listeners are like a little older, they're retired, they're driving around their RVs, and they still listen to my radio show in their RV, and they keep sending me emails saying, Wayne, we just drove 5,000 miles round trip all across America, and there's no Biden signs, only Trump signs. Have you seen that where you are in Montana, Terry?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Absolutely. And it's all around us. And that's why I think the whole thing's a farce. The media is trying to ramrod us. But at the end of the day, I think this is not only overwhelming for Trump, but I think it's overwhelming for the Senate, for the Congress. And then the mandate comes in where we can then set this country straight back onto a compass of greatness, constitutional greatness, and not something that fades into social communist, which they're going to take us. And everybody knows that.
Terry Sacca of Cornerstone Asset Metals. Just in case, you better buy an insurance policy. Better buy some gold. Better buy some silver. And by the way, even if Trump wins, he'll do a great job the next 4 years, but he's still going to spend like crazy. Look at Trump's personal life. He's rich, but he spends like crazy. He's got massive debt. So the debt's never going away. Good news for gold and silver, no matter what. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Call Terry Sacca, Cornerstone Asset Metals. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Thank you, Terry.